USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is touting the Paycheck Protection Program. During a White House briefing, the president says the program's been so successful, he's asking Congress for more money.
Paycheck Protection Program has been incredible. So based on the incredible success of the program, I'm announcing that I'll be asking Congress to provide an additional $250 billion for the Paycheck Protection, which will help keep Americans employed to facilitate a quick and full recovery. We're doing very well.
The number of people who died from COVID-19 is continuing to grow. It passed 12,000 this afternoon, only a few hours after crossing the 11,000 threshold. Johns Hopkins University researchers say nearly 380,000 people are infected with the virus in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I attribute your products to keeping me cold-free. I've been on it for at least 2 years. I have not had a cold since, nor have I ever had flu, and my health is good. So I attribute that to my good health. The product is excellent.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Major League Baseball officials are reportedly thinking outside the box when it comes to salvaging the season despite the pandemic. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Reports are MLB officials are considering starting the 2020 season exclusively in Arizona at spring training complexes. Sources say the games would be played in empty stadiums, no fans, so as to limit exposure to the coronavirus, but people could watch on TV. There is a catch, though. Most medical experts say the plan is not feasible as it would bring all MLB players into one centralized location, actually increasing their chances of catching the virus. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A man is dead in Tennessee after being shot by police, but that's not before he's accused of stabbing three women to death. It happened in Knox County, Tennessee, at a truck stop early this morning. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is looking into a motive. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Senate may act this week to pump more money into a fund for small businesses. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has been cool to the idea for more stimulus spending right away. The federal government's Paycheck Protection Program is offering $350 billion in loans to small businesses and has attracted a lot of attention. Banks are working through technical glitches regarding those loans, and according to entrepreneur Mark Cuban, if you're a small business owner, you need to stay persistent.
If you own a small business, it's very frustrating, and my suggestion to you is, be patient, that's good, but continue to communicate. I think the banks will improve their communications, and we will get there. I think by this time next week, you know, maybe 50% will be there. By the time 10 days after that, you know, 75%. But if you are that small business, it's terrifying because you don't have any certainty for those dates. So I do think we'll get there, but you just have to be relentless as a small business person communicating with your bank.
Cuban also says many businesses are faced with tough choices regarding taking out these loans since they have to go towards payroll.
Yeah, no, and you're exactly right, Brian. It's a decision that's happening in a lot of small businesses, particularly with the unemployment benefits that are being available. So I've seen a lot of companies have that hard conversation with employees. Would you mind going on unemployment because this is the issue that we face?
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.